Hispanic voters in Florida are different from Hispanic voters across the rest of the United States. In most states, a majority of Hispanics have traditionally backed the Democratic Party because of its support for immigration reform, government services, and civil rights. But in Florida, a majority of Hispanic voters has long been solidly in the Republican camp. Robert De Posada is president of the Latino Coalition, a nonpartisan pro-business organization based in Washington.
The Hispanic voter in Florida tends to lean more to the conservative side, more to the Republican side, and at the same time tends to be very independent when it comes to local elections. So at the presidential level, they vote one way, but we've seen that they're willing to cross party lines on local and federal races.
He says that is the case in the race between Senator Bill Nelson, a Democrat, and Republican Congresswoman Katherine Harris. De Posada says Nelson, who has a commanding lead in the polls, is getting support among Hispanics, both Republican and Democrat.
At the same time, we're seeing a strong level of support for the Republican candidate for Governor Charlie Crist. So it's going to be very interesting, and I think particularly in the Florida area, you're seeing Hispanics looking at the candidate itself, not necessarily at just the party line.
Democrats say foreign policy plays a key role in the choices Florida Hispanics make. Most of South Florida's large and politically influential Cuban community has been staunchly Republican ever since late President John F. Kennedy, a Democrat, denied air cover for exiled Cuban forces during the 1962 Bay of Pigs invasion. Former Democratic President Bill Clinton fared better for a while, but that ended when his administration sent young refugee Elian Gonzalez back to Cuba in 2000. That was just months before Democratic candidate Al Gore lost Florida by just 537 votes, costing him the White House in a drawn-out and controversial election battle. Joe Garcia, based in Miami, is Executive Vice President of the National Democratic Network, a nonprofit group that generally supports Democratic candidates. He notes that Republican President Bush picked up Hispanic votes in the last election.
Well, in the last presidential election nationally, Republicans picked up almost 10 points. They brought the Hispanic vote somewhere to almost 40, 41, 42% of the Hispanics in the United States voted for President Bush, which is a historic high, and it's probably one of the largest shifts in American electoral history. That was different than in Florida, where they had a little bit of loss from their strong Hispanic base.
Democrats admit that Florida's Republican Party has spent more money, is better organized, and has made a better effort to reach out to Hispanics in the state. Key issues in this election of concern to Hispanics nationally include approval of a 1,000-kilometer fence along the Mexican border and attempts to make illegal migration a felony. A national survey released in early October by the Latino Coalition indicates the bitter immigration debate may trigger a negative backlash against Republicans among Hispanic voters nationwide, or at least dampen voter turnout. But it also shows that Democrats have failed to capitalize on the opportunity. In Florida, the two largest groups of Hispanic voters, Cuban Americans and those of Puerto Rican origin, do not consider immigration a top issue. Luis Garcia is a Cuban American and is running as a Democrat for Florida's state legislature. He is former fire chief of Miami Beach and currently a city councilman. Garcia says Hispanic voters care about economic and social issues.
For Hispanic voters, it's very important, the American dream, to be able to buy a house, to be able to afford a house more than anything else. And the concerns that they have right now, that because of the high taxes and the high cost of insurance, that dream is getting harder and harder to reach. That's the number one issue, and very close second is the education.
Luis Garcia says virtually all the voters he has talked to are unhappy with their political leaders.
I've been walking and knocking on doors, you know, of Democrats, Independents, and Republicans, and people are ready for a change. They're frustrated. You know, like in the movie, they're mad as heck and they don't want to take it anymore.
Another significant group of voters and candidates in Florida are Haitian Americans. Some 245,000 Haitian Americans live in South Florida. Ronald Brise is Haitian American and is running as a Democrat for a seat in Florida's state legislature, representing parts of North Miami. He says Haitian Americans traditionally vote Democratic. But he says politics in Haiti can be a divisive issue in races here in Florida as well.
For some reason, it's expected that Haitian American candidates assume a position or take a position on what's happening in Haitian politics. And really, the ability of a Haitian American candidate here who's running for state legislature or county commission or city council has very little purview, if any, on what happens in Haiti and international politics at all.
But Brise also says the primary issue for Haitian Americans is the same one worrying most other Florida voters, the high cost of housing and hurricane insurance. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Miami.